The following production of the Banged Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
You have reached the Washington Redskins. Please leave a message.
Hello. Yes, this is the NFL calling. And well, look, about that intentional grounding call in the Saints game last Sunday. Yeah, you remember. It was late in the fourth quarter. It probably cost you the game and all but crushed your playoff hopes. Yeah, well, that one's kind of on us, you see. It turns out that wasn't intentional grounding after all. Well, anyway, we're really sorry, and we hope there's no hard feelings, and you can rest assured in knowing that we have given those officials just the sternest of talking to's that are allowable to us by New York State law. And they wanted me to tell you that they're awful sorry, too, and that they wish they could take it back, but, well, anyway, I guess we'll see you Thursday. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hum hum.
Bang Radio.
I am very happy to be here.
Oh, put stop it.
You like that?
Once you go deck, you don't go back.
Deck, deck, deck.
He's Jesus, bro.
Bang.
You know, we know what we're capable of. You know, have we shown it to the world yet? I don't think we have.
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
Hold on. With Scrumble?
This is football.
I've had it with sucking.
Maybe there's a chance.
And now, here's John and Tom.
This to win the game in overtime. Wing the hole. Diassi with the snap. It's clean. Kick on its way, and it is good. And the Giants have upset the Kansas City Chiefs in overtime, 12-9, to earn their second win of the season and get their first win at home.
On any given Sunday, John.
Oh, stuff. What the hell was up with that?
I don't know. I was so mad.
There went my eliminated.
Yeah, me too. We'll get to that coming up. I'm Tom. He's John. It's Bang Radio Hour number 312. Sabiendo. Afortunado ya no terremoto. Bestia moto. Solo tres segundo. Vayamos peñas y más.
Tom was practicing that all day.
How about that?
My cousin Tom. He did just fine introducing the podcast.
Well, if you don't speak Spanish, I said, coming up, fortunately there was no earthquake. Afortunado ya no terremoto. Terremoto is Spanish for earthquake.
Terremoto is also Japanese for, hey, look, there's a giant monster coming. Oh, terremoto!
You probably can figure out what bestia moto is.
Bestia moto? I would assume that would be your best moto.
No, beast mode.
Oh, beast mode. Okay.
Yes. Solo tres segundo.
That would be 1 on 3 segundos, so that's some kind of a strange sex act.
No, that's just 3 seconds.
Okay. Yeah, so that's I'm still correct.
Vayamos penis.
I'm still correct.
Let's go penises. Y más and more. Coming up.
Oh, my God. Now, Tilliard's mom's down at the bottom of the stairs wondering if whether he's watching.
Are you watching that Spanish porn up there, John?
You brought up the Eliminator Challenge. There he is in first place, Castro's bastard son with 11.
Do it in Spanish.
I don't know what it is in Spanish. I didn't do all of this in Spanish. That was it. That's all you get.
Castro's bastardo sonno.
No, that's not how it works. That's not how it works.
I should know what son is. That's like one of the words they teach you in seventh grade.
Wait a second. Are you one of those guys? Am I one of those guys?
When you know. It depends on what kind of those guys you're asking about there.
do you go into a Spanish restaurant and go, can I get, how you say, burrito with steako on it? Is that what you do?
No, you know what I do? I go, let me have the numero four.
Numero foro.
That's right. Numero four. And if I'm feeling fairly intercontinental, I will say cuatro garçon.
Cuatro foro. All right. So there he is. He's the only one who hasn't missed a game because I went down this week. I was perfect. I was perfect. And then damn Chiefs. What the hell?
Three. Yeah, the Chiefs.
Damn.
Yeah, that was, you were perfect all the way up to the Chiefs?
Yes.
See, I was, I missed on the Steelers against the Bears back in the day. and I missed one just a couple of weeks ago, something that was relatively simple, another big upset. And then I missed on the Chiefs this week. So this game sucks. I don't like it at all.
I thought I was going to make it, man. I always want to get you.
What the hell happened to the fucking Chiefs?
I don't know, man.
I tell you what, they
were doing so good and they have just hit the floor.
Ever since I did that Andy Reid pep talk to open the show about five episodes ago, they have lost every game.
You did it.
That's right. They took his advice. You know,
yeah.
We'll just take it down easy, boys. That way there's no big giant cliff to fall off of. Now let's go have a goddamn snack.
So four of us have missed one now. Bears suck, myself, Bang Nation, Snatch Yellow Pager, and which is Anadem, and I know the National Football League.
Oh, he does. He does the National Football League. He's doing pretty well with that. But mm-hmm. Who is this? ESPN 602-90371.
Yeah.
This is a bot. Come on. This is one of those ESPN bots to make everybody still play.
Not using that name. No way.
Anadem's got to write us in and tell us what Snatch Yellow Pager is.
Right, please.
I'm sure it's some kind of television or movie reference that I don't recognize. Probably off of something cool that I should be watching.
And then over in the Pigskin Pick'em in first place with 109 correct, Brady lubed up and rowdy, which is Yisman.
He's lubed up and rowdy. And, you know, it really doesn't make any difference what year we do this. By the time we get to week 11 or 12, Yisman is in the frickin' lead.
I know.
That dude rolls.
Poutine Enthusiast in second with 106. That's Dox and Octagon.
Curse you, Spider-Man.
All right. This is great. I want your wife to do winning names this year at the end of the season, and I want this one in the top five because this
I'm reading it, no.
This is with 103 right. Okay, his name's Barry. All right, because it's different when you're looking at it. When you're looking at the name, and it's a nickname, MCC, you know what I mean? So it's Barry,
yeah.
And it's MCCOCKINNER, Barry McCockinner.
Look, my wife would probably read it and not know what she read, but then she'd slug me.
Right.
And look, yeah, they all know Kung Fu. She'd kick the shit out of me, and I'm not having that.
Come on. And then look at this. They're in fourth place with 102. Fidel Castro's bastard son. That's Tensman. He's also in first in the Eliminator Challenge.
I think each one of you that we have read off in this particular segment, I think should write into us and tell us what you think your prize should be should you win. Go ahead.
I you know, this was for amateurs, man. He's like a professional. He needs to go away.
Who, Yisman?
No, Tensman.
Oh, Tensman. Yeah, I don't know about all that. He's Fidel Castro's bastard son. He's on the run, so... I don't know whether he's a professional or not.
Then there's six people tied for fifth place. So there you go. All right.
Yeah.
On we go.
Onward and forward.
To the next former quarterback of the Denver Broncos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's benched, isn't he?
Yep. Osweiler got the hook. And yep. Paxton Lynch is going to start for him this year.
Oh,
or this week.
Boy. Oh, this week. Oh, yep. Boy. Did you hear the C.J. Anderson audio of him crying after the game because he fumbled?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was terrible, and I wish we had it, but I didn't even think to get it because I figured, you know, we always go for the crying guy. But he's on my fantasy team, and I'm crying because I left him on the bench, and his points would have been enough to beat your fucking wife. God damn it!
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Jesus.
She got the brooms out on you this year, didn't she?
Yes, she did, and good game, Heather. Fantastic. I hope you go on and win it all. I honestly do. But holy God damn it, man. Tevin Coleman, he fucking wrecks my day. The last 2 weeks, I've done quite well. I made the big blockbuster trade that I'm not going to detail. Well, I might as well. Why shouldn't I detail it? I traded Julio Jones and Odell Beckham for Dalvin Cook and LeSean McCoy.
Boy, McCoy had a great game for you, too, didn't he?
He did. And he had a great game in the first, like, two drives. And then where did he go? Oh, that's right. The guy kept throwing the ball away. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Tyrod Taylor. Look at that. He got benched. Now he's back as a starter again. Just like that.
Hey.
Boom.
Hey, I'm back.
The coach is like, well, that was a mistake. Okay, come on back, Tyrod.
He had the yo-yo, Tom. That's what it was. He was on the yo-yo.
5 interceptions in 14 attempts. Holy shit. Everybody that's listening to us could do that.
I don't understand how he's on a roster. What? Is it just bad? Was it just, you know, beginner's bad luck? I mean, what happened?
Well, how do you do know, that? Last week you were asking Jerry Jones, why don't they make adjustments? Why doesn't the coach go to him and say, hey, we are fucking wearing white. God damn it.
I feel like I could drop back and just throw the ball straight up in the middle of the field 14 times and it wouldn't get intercepted 5 times.
You could, like, we were playing 500 in the street or something.
Right.
Oh my God. The poor Bills. Oh, the poor Bills.
Jesus. All right.
So anyway, we were talking about Brock Osweiler, the Mr. Yeah. Bench Boy.
Yeah, they told him he was benched, and this is how it went.
We come back, and the Bengals weren't able to secure the tackle, so the first down was picked up. There is a first down.
No! God damn it, no! He's over there yelling at the coach right now.
The Bengals weren't able to secure the tackle, so the first down was picked up. There is a first down.
No, this is him walking up to the line of scrimmage, dude. I'm serious.
I know.
He's walking up to the line.
I know that. I just thought it was funny that it would have what he said when he found out he was benched.
I think it's funnier that that's the first thing he sees. Honestly, he comes up to the line and looks at defense, and that's what he says.
Right.
No, God damn it, no. You guys aren't supposed to be lined up like that.
Yeah, Donald.
That's right. So you see, he did learn something from Peyton Manning. Here's how you cuss when you step to the line. Now, the difference is Donald Brown didn't know what to do, and Peyton Manning, of course, saw it. I can remember that play like it was yesterday. He fell down because that's how Peyton Manning took a sack.
Right.
And it was all goddamn Donald Brown's fault.
We come back, and the Bengals weren't able to secure the tackle, so the first down was picked up. There is a first
down. Dude, Osweiler's first no sounds like a little kid that's just told he had to leave the park.
We come back, and the Bengals weren't able to secure the tackle, so the first
down. Right. Brock, it's time to go home.
Probably the same response when he found out he was benched, you know? No!
No! That other guy threw 5 interceptions. How do I gotta be benched?
Well, let's get back to Mexico.
Okay, we're going back to Mexico. I didn't realize we had robbed a bank and we're on the lam. Oh, wait. Sorry, Tom. We need to stand for the anthem.
What?
Piss off all the Republicans in the audience when you stand up here and have the Mexican anthem. Oh, that's not the Mexican anthem? I thought that was...
Somebody take all social media away from the President of the United States.
Take it away from everybody. See, we shouldn't say that because then they'll think we're for this net neutrality thing that they're going to take away net neutrality.
No, I don't even want to talk about it. Nope. I'm so mad. I didn't want to discuss that.
Here's my thing about politics. Ready? I don't care. You can take your opinion and stick it up your ass because I don't care. Hey, how about you over there in the corner? Go fuck yourself because I don't care.
How about that?
Right.
That's right. There you go. Maybe I'll expand on that song and bring it to you with full orchestration come New Year's Eve or something.
Oh, my gosh.
That'll be our freaking rallying cry for 2018. I don't fucking care.
Right.
Shut up, because I don't care.
Okay. So the Raiders and the Patriots played down in Mexico. And
what a terrible game.
I don't know. It was all right for a while.
Yeah, and then they started. Now, I heard Miko Grimes said that the Raiders offensive line decided to let the Patriots score 40 points.
Is that right?
I think so, because, you know, Derek Carr was God squad, and he was down there in Mexico. He's lighting all kinds of candles and practicing Santeria.
Well, Belichick sounded different about the trip down there at a couple different times. He talked about it like here he is.
We came a long way to win a football game, but that's what we did. We came down here, and our job was to win the game, and that's what we did. It was a great crowd tonight. There's a lot of energy. It was a great stadium, great environment. and it was exciting to play here and coach here. You know, our job's to prepare to win, and that's what these guys did, and that's what they did tonight. So that's what really matters.
Okay, so he's typical Belichick there and all of that stuff.
I don't know. He gave a little bit more detail, Tom. He said that they came down there. You know,
right.
He didn't have to give any direction sense or anything that's like that.
That's true.
He did say it was interesting to coach there. I think he probably means that, you know, when we go to New York, they should probably put fences around the crowd while we're there, too.
At another point, this is what he said about playing in Mexico.
I think we're fortunate there was no volcano eruptions or earthquakes or anything else while we were down there. And you have two NFL franchises in an area that I don't know how stable the geological plates were below us.
Geological plates are below us.
And apparently he says it over some killer beats.
Yeah, I don't know. It was the only clip I could find. Had that in the background. I was like, what the hell?
Oh. Well, then you're going to have to put some beats over my impression. Behind my impression, ready? Tell me when you're ready.
Oh, my gosh.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're just glad that the ozone layer stayed in place. You know, usually, Tom, I'll tell you what, we have geologists that go ahead of us on road trips and scout the stadium before we play. They'll let us know if there's any tectonic activity that's going to be expected.
Uh-huh.
This time, we brought our own cows, you know. They lay down if there's going to be an earthquake, so we had a couple of cows on the sidelines there.
Really?
Yeah, keeping an eye on them during the game. It kind of helped out quite a bit. It was interesting to coach there, let me tell you. Yeah, big long road trip. We went out and we beat Denver, then we beat Oakland, and now we're back.
Earthquakes and volcanoes. We escaped with no earthquakes or volcanoes.
He's actually right. I thought it was actually kind of funny because I do have the full clip of him saying that, and he says, you know, there's two NFL teams down there.
Right.
Not that there's 10 million people there. There's, you know, we can't. Oh, I don't know what this will do to the schedule if you have two NFL teams killed among 6 million other people when a volcano explodes in Mexico City.
Exactly right. You are so right. He did. Wait a minute. Hold on. Now I got to go back and play it again. Wait a second.
I think we're fortunate there was no volcano eruptions or earthquakes or anything else while we were down there. I mean, you have two NFL franchises. And
yeah, man, that's serious stuff. You got two NFL franchises down there, man. That's you know, possible huge worldwide crisis.
Hey, one of them's Tom Brady, you know, and me. How's the world ever going to get by?
Right.
Holy shit. Bob Kraft alone, if some molten lava touched Bob Kraft, he's going to ignite in an alcohol fire that's going to encompass the entire state.
Hey, you know, this mezcal down here, it's pretty fucking good. Hey, I hope we win.
Would completely disrupt the space and time continuum.
We wouldn't want to do that. Not in Mexico, anyway.
That would be the end of the world.
Oh, of course it would. And then it would be Donald Trump's fault, you fucking moron.
So who else besides Bill Belichick would you want down in Mexico other than Marshawn Lynch?
My favorite guy.
Oh, my God.
My favorite guy.
Woo, this guy, man. He got a hold of the Mexican media. He didn't say no comment.
They grabbed a hold of him. This dude grabs him as he's walking off the field.
I know, but he talked to him. That was the best part. You know, he didn't say,
right,
I'm just here not so I don't get fined. You know, remember all of that? I'm just here so I don't get fined. Next question. Remember he just answered yep to everything the one time?
Right. Well, this is more somebody that's closer to his people. You know, this is not the man. This is not, you know, Elaine Gork sitting there in a different hat trying to ask him questions. This is somebody down closer to him.
Elaine Gork.
Marshawn, why you no talk to media? That's right. Gork not invited to Mexico. Mexico have ban on giant monsters. Gork think racism. Oh, Jesus. Mexico build wall. Try to keep Gork out. Roar!
Well, Marshawn Lynch did not shy away from the Mexican media when they caught up with him on the field.
Hey, Marshawn, we would like to give you the Mexican jersey.
Hey, Marshawn,
Hey, Marshall. Hey, Marshall.
Now, he did keep walking. The other guy had to run to keep up, this short little Mexican dude who's trying to give him a green Mexican soccer jersey.
It was Speedy Gonzalez down there with Marshawn Lynch. Hey, he was so look, little.
My brother Speedy is trying to interview that very long-haired fellow. He's the one dancing on the sidelines like a very lascivious individual. I bet he's got himself some very swivelly hips. He is the beast mode. He, I hope it doesn't step on my cousin.
Bestia Moto.
Bestia Moto.
All right, so here's Marshawn Lynch and the guy from Mexico's media.
Hey, Marshawn, we would like to give you the Mexican jersey for the Mexican team.
Oh, for sure.
We want...
With my amigos. Yeah. With my Mex, man. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, we got hella Mex out in the town, bro. They be sliding the hella shit. There's a lot of them in the Dubs. They are through the East, though. You feel me? I be going to go fuck with them in hella shit. They be kicking it with me, though. You know what I'm talking about? We hella taco, hella enchilada, hella...
Nice duel.
The guy has no clue what Marshawn just said. No idea. No idea at all.
Have you seen the clip?
Yes.
The guy looks like, what the fuck just happened?
He's so little.
Did he just say hella enchilada?
Well, he's talking about exactly hella he gets taco, a taco. Hella and he enchilada. Wants enchilada. Yeah.
Hella taco. He's my favorite guy on the in the fucking league. Yeah, man, we digging on hella taco, hella enchilada. Oh my god. Oh shit. Oh. Hella taco, hella enchilada.
Hey, Marshawn, we would like to give you the Mexican jersey for the Mexican team.
Oh, for sure.
We want, bro.
With my Mex, man. You know what I'm talking about?
My Mex.
Hey, we got hella Mex out in the town, bro. They be sliding the hella shit. There's a lot of them in the Dubs. They are through the East, though. You feel me? I be going to go fuck with them in hella shit. They be kicking it with me, though. You know what I'm talking about? We hella taco, hella enchilada, hella.
Thank you.
Hella tequila. He says hella tequila.
No, quesadilla. He said quesadilla. He goes, I'm kicking it with him, man. You know, he said we having hella tacos and hella enchiladas and hella quesadillas.
Hella quesadillas. Oh, man. Thanks for the shirt, though.
I love this show. I swear.
Dude, I tell you what, that reporter gets a raise.
Yes.
What's that guy? That one guy. Who's the Mexican dude? Damn. Who was the Mexican guy that got all famous a couple of years ago, or just a couple of weeks ago, because he sounded stupid on Monday Night Football?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sergio Dip, right?
Yes, that's it.
That was okay. I got his name right. See, how about that? Short-term memory. Hey, we're doing great. this guy got much better than Sergio Dip ever got.
Oh.
I'm telling you. That's terrific.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Marshawn Lynch, national treasure. For show, yo.
Wow.
The first time I listened to it, once he said for show, yo, I didn't understand anything after that. I had to call somebody in the office that was like 25. Hey, can you come in here and tell me what this young man is saying?
Well, don't ask that reporter because he has no clue.
I think he did have a clue, and I think he realized that Marshawn just gave him a bunch of shit. Did he just say hella taco to quesadilla? What the? My cousin Speedy looks confused. I don't know what happened down there.
Okay. Well, we love Marshawn Lynch. We love Bill Belichick. Let's move on to somebody else we love, Michael Irvin.
Oh, of course. Oh, good. It's about time we got something new.
But he's going to educate you this time.
He's going to educate us.
Educate us, yes.
Educate us.
Okay. Michael Irvin talking about playing on the offensive line. And this is great because, you know, he thinks there's different kinds of athletes on the field, but
he's right. But
think, yes, but he doesn't think the offensive linemen are really all that athletic. They have a job to do. All right. And you remember when I said, solo tres segundo?
Yes.
Yes. Just 3 seconds. Here's Michael.
This is about a man-to-man battle. And I know you guys are talking about these offensive linemen being athletes and all that. I always say this to the kids that I coach. But playing offensive line is as easy as anything. You're 300 pounds. He's 300 pounds. Stay in front of him for 3 seconds, and you one day can get $300 million. Don't tell me about this being some athletic situation.
Show us, Mike.
All offensive linemen do, guys. Hold on. Here's the job of an offensive. It's right here.
Whoa.
And stay here for 3 seconds. 3 seconds. That's not like playing wide receiver.
Yeah, kick step.
Well, that's all they do. That's all they have to do. They sit like that. So, and they stay here for 3 seconds. 3 seconds. You're 300 pounder. He 300 pounder. You stay in front of him for 3 seconds. And when you get to be in the league, they'll pay you $300 million. It ain't that hard of a job. Hey, don't be telling me about these some athletes.
I have one question.
These are fat men standing in front of each other doing a fat man's dance.
Fat man doing a fat man's dance. Now, you know what? Because I don't have a television capture card and I can't grab that stuff like I used to be able to do before my computer changed over to Windows 10 and everything went haywire on that kind of shit. And anybody that wants to give me any suggestions, I'd be happy to it. I had to go try to find that on the internet. And he says more. After that, he keeps going about a fat man and a fat man's dance. And he goes, I didn't have to do that because Marshall Faulk goes, I had to block. Did you ever have to block? He goes, hell no. I'm too athletic for that.
Michael Irvin said that?
Yeah, he goes, hell no, I am too athletic for that.
Michael Irvin used to block for Emmett all the time.
Yeah, but not the big 300-pounders. No. By the way, this guy says he's coaching kids that are 300 pounds. What the fuck are you feeding these kids?
I love to see a fat guy score.
Why?
Well, because look, you get a fat guy spike, and then you get a fat guy dance.
Right.
Was that from a movie?
The Replacements.
Yeah, oh, right. Yeah, he was in that. Yeah. I forgot.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, remember the sumo wrestler. Remember, you know, he's bringing in all these guys who haven't played, and he brings in this sumo wrestler. And the other coach, the assistant coach, goes, why would you bring it? You know, he's like, what? He goes, you know, sumo wrestlers, they're experts in pushing guys around with their hands.
And their bellies, yeah.
It's called pass blocking. You remember that? Yeah. That's what he said to the assistant coach.
Yeah, but they grab you by your jockstrap and lift you up. That's old. Sort of, or illegal use of hands or all kinds of shit.
Sexual harassment, 15 yards.
Oh, my God. Now, you know, did you see that you brought that up? Did you see that these women are now coming out accusing Gene Simmons of sexual harassment? Holy fuck. You might as well accuse the Sun of coming up in the East and setting in the West.
What'd he do, stick his tongue out at him?
He's been Gene Simmons for fucking 50 years. That's what he did. Jesus Christ.
I mean, the guy was on Oprah back in the 80s talking about how many thousands of women he'd have had sex with.
Look, yeah, shut up. I'm nobody that wants to quash people's from coming forward, but Jesus Christ, it was a groupie thing. He had a photo album. Remember, Tom, they weren't even shy about it in the 70s. They used to write about it in Cream magazine.
I know.
So anyway, now we're all off topic. But yes, Gene Simmons has been accused of being Gene Simmons, basically.
I know. He got kicked off Fox News. He's banned from Fox. How hilarious is that? He went in there. And first off, he was on Fox and Friends, and it was great. He did the weather with them. He was hilarious. He was very entertaining.
Oh, God.
They thought he was great. They had a blast with him. So he left that. So after he was on that show, he went upstairs to another show. I can't remember the name of it. But he walks in, and it's like a boardroom kind of thing. He walks in. He rips his shirt open and goes, sue me, ladies. And they kicked him out and told him to never come back.
Gene Simmons. Hey, I can't move too fast. I don't want this gigantic Brillo pad that I'm wearing for a hairpiece to fall off of my head. Honest to God, he's like Fox's wet dream. You play bad rock and roll that objectifies women, and you make tons of money unapologetically. What's the problem? But yeah, there's somebody suing him. Gene Simmons, my God.
Well, now, and
I mean, you know, unless she was underage, you know, that's a different story.
Yeah, but it also maybe women that have nothing to do with groupies. Maybe, you know, because people like Gene, you know, they think they can do anything, man.
Well, it's true because Gene Simmons is Gene Simmons.
Right.
And his entire act is dropping his tongue all the way down to his navel.
He's kind of been a douchebag for a few decades.
Oh, yeah. He's always been a douchebag. But I always liked Kiss when I was there. And I kind of still have a soft spot for some of their older stuff now. They do have some good jams.
Kiss Destroyer was the first record I ever bought.
Oh, yeah?
Kiss Alive 1 was the second record I ever bought, and Kiss Alive 2 was the third record I ever bought.
The first record I ever bought was Aerosmith, which then became re-released as featuring Dream On. I think it was like 11.
Mm-hmm.
And the first 45 I ever bought was Carry On My Wayward Son.
Oh, okay. Kansas.
So there we go.
After that, the fourth record I bought was Dirty Deeds, and then it was on.
Oh, Malcolm Young died this week.
I know, man. Yeah, he had a lot of issues, dementia and other stuff, you know.
Oh, he's fucking old. You lived the 1970s fucking rock and roll lifestyle your whole life. You are definitely not going to make it for very far. Although somehow Keith Richards has, Jimmy Page has. I don't know how this has happened, but they have.
I don't know, man, but AC/DC toured with Axl Rose as the lead singer. That's just weird, but it was good.
Nah, can't be good. I'm sorry. I didn't even like him really after Brian Jones got
Johnson.
I am a much bigger fan of AC/DC, much prior to that.
Bon Scott.
Yeah, oh, Bon Scott for sure. Back in Black was good, but see, to me, one of those albums was that just got completely overplayed to death, and I got so sick of it after like 6 months that I never wanted to hear it again.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, you know, I remember when I first heard Hell's Bells on the radio, my buddy and I were like, what is that? Wow.
Yeah, well,
you know,
the first time, well, shit, see, when that album came out, I went and bought it right away.
Sure, absolutely. I saw that tour. It was my first concert. It was Legend Valley, 1979, AC/DC, Back in Black.
See, AC/DC opened for Kiss, but I didn't get to see that tour.
Anyway.
Sorry, we're all off here. That's good, though.
People always say they like when we talk music, though.
It's Thanksgiving. Fuck it.
Yeah. All right, so let's move on to Jerry. Jerry, right. Jerry got himself in trouble multiple years ago, John.
You know, this is the thing nowadays. Nothing, honestly, if you people that you know me on social media, it's bad enough what I do on this show. But on social media, dude, I don't talk about anything. I mean, I might make a political thing here and there, but in terms of my own personal life, unless it's fucking cupcakes and candy canes, I don't do anything. I don't even have a drink. If I want to, somebody yelled at me the other day because I had drowned my sorrows in the football game with some root beer. I'm not telling these fuckers anything because everything will come back to you. It's like a boomerang.
Dude, I have spent, you know, 25 years in studios. God knows what's out there of me.
Oh, but yeah, but you've had pseudonyms.
That's true.
You have a nom de plumes.
Who? I don't know that guy. That's not me.
Yeah, who? What the hell are you talking about?
Never heard of him.
This guy named Bang on the show acts like a misogynist, racist asshole. Not me.
Well, okay, so a couple years back, you know, there was a hotel. Jerry's staying at this hotel, and another guy's staying at this hotel. And the guy bumped into him. He's a fan. And he was he was having his bachelor party. He's getting ready to get married, having a bachelor party.
And you bump into Jerry Jones, you must be in a high-class strip joint. That or in the men's room of the high-class strip joint.
Hey, look, I remember in 1994, I went to see the Cowboys play the Bengals. We stayed in the same hotel as the team, and I bumped into Jerry Jones. It was nothing special. Cincinnati.
Did it smell like alcohol, or did it smell like mothballs?
Alcohol.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Probably John. He had a drink in his hand, but he set it down to sign an autograph for me.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, your wife looks pretty good there, buddy. Sorry, I didn't mean to spill any bourbon on you. Just don't drive. Take a cab. Here's a $10 bill.
Well, anyway, so he wants to record a video. So he's going to, you know, turn on his video on his camera and have Jerry say something to his fiance. You know,
that's the worst thing you could do.
Yeah. So here's Jerry with this guy looking into the camera, making a video so he can show it to his fiance. And this is what Jerry says.
Hey, Jennifer. Congratulations on the winning. Wedding.
Oh.
Now, you know he's with a black girl tonight, don't you?
Now, wait a minute. What if Jennifer's a black girl?
Oh,
we don't know.
God. Well, Jerry's probably assuming, because the guy there, her fiance, he's white. And, you know, so Jerry's assuming, but he's like telling her, you know, he's with a black girl tonight. It's his bachelor party, you know?
Look, I'm telling you something right now. It was true. What do you want me to do? What am I going to do? I'm going to apologize for everything. The man likes brown sugar. And hey, who the hell doesn't? I mean, hey, Tom, some of them girls have the most thick onion booties that you have ever seen, and they can shimmy it like it's made out of chocolate pudding.
All right.
You ever tried that, Tom? I mean, come on. It's just we guys here. You ever had some of that?
I don't know.
It ain't really in my business. You know, I mean, it doesn't matter anyway, because I'm going to get in trouble for whatever I say. So, you know, there ain't nothing wrong with it as far as I'm concerned. Some guys, they like them Asian girls. Some guys like European girls. Some guys are chubby chasers. I tell you what, Tom, that Jason Witten, he likes them as fat as he can get them. God damn. I mean, Jesus Christ. Open up the door.
Booty, 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 rockin' never well. Booty, 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 rockin' never well.
Booty, 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 rockin' never well. That's right. That's right. From down here on the west side.
Go ahead.
That's right. I'm going to tell you something. I have no idea how to make any one of these rhymes, but here's some big fat woman that's riding up and down on your goddamn husband-to-be. He's right over there.
Get it right, get it tight.
Get it right, get it tight. Ride that chocolate pudding. It's just going to bounce when you want to smack it. Smack it hard, make it bounce, make it all jacked.
Fuck if I know. The further I go, the worse it's going to get.
I know, so keep going.
Hell no. And I don't mean worse as in funny worse. I mean, I don't know where the fuck I'm going.
Look here. You want to play something that I understand. Put on some goddamn Hank Williams. Bitch, you either get my goddamn Chevy's Regal or I'm going to pop you in the eye. Of course, I'm only teasing. I'm just kidding. And anybody who takes me seriously, I apologize and we can settle later.
Oh, that was funny.
I hope so, because I don't like doing that. That's just not my arena. Look, I'll tell you what, Tom.
Really? It's not, John? I hadn't noticed.
Thank you. I take that as a compliment. My pants stay up past the crack of my ass. What can I tell you? I can't let them go down any further. Honestly. And who is giving him hell about this freaking video?
I don't know, man.
Well, Charles Barkley said it best. Fuck him. I'm just playing around with one of my friends, and that's it.
Right.
Yeah. Fuck all you people that want to fucking drag this shit up and try to make something out of it. He's just fucking around. Shut up.
Okay. So I told you we had an athlete crying.
Hmm.
Okay.
Right, and it's not CJ Anderson.
It's no.
Okay.
No, it's not.
And it's not me. Because I'm not athletic.
No, it's Baker Mayfield.
Oh, yeah. Well, Baker Mayfield should be crying. Actually, he shouldn't be crying.
Well, okay. So, you know, they played Kansas, Oklahoma. Anybody who doesn't know, Baker Mayfield is the quarterback of the Oklahoma Sooners. Hey, look, we're not talking about the Big Ten. Okay?
Right.
There you go.
Right. We're talking about people out there that live in Oklahoma and Kansas.
But I will say it is OSU-Michigan week. Yes. It is rivalry week. There's a lot of great games. We get to see Auburn, Alabama. Oh, my God, I can't wait for Saturday.
Yeah, yeah, it should be pretty damn good. I haven't even thought that far ahead because, of course, as we all know, I have to go to my family's house tomorrow for dinner.
And you're playing tomorrow night.
And that's right, I'm playing tomorrow night. And thankfully, I'm going to my brother's house. Hey, Clay, how you doing? Clay fully understands that when I make my excuse and duck out, it's because I got to get back before kickoff, and he knows it. Thank you. And hello to his lovely wife, who makes a much better turkey than I'm used to having on Thanksgiving.
Well, at least it's a night game, the night game, you know?
That's right. So I got to, you know, live through the tryptophan that's going to be running through my system from my sister-in-law's delicious turkey.
I think that's a bunch of crap. Just drink a cup of coffee. You'll be fine.
I don't drink coffee.
No. Well, get a Red Bull.
The devil's juice. I drink the 5-hour energy.
All right. So here's the story from Deadspin this past Monday, written by Lauren Thiessen. Heisman frontrunner, Oklahoma quarterback Baker Mayfield let the hapless now 1-10 Kansas Jayhawks get on his nerve Saturday. First, the Kansas captains snubbed Mayfield at the pregame coin toss. They wouldn't shake his hand. What is that? Why? What's that about?
I'll tell you why as you continue.
All right. Well, then during the game, they went after him for at least one cheap shot. But once Oklahoma was solidly in the lead, 27-3, Mayfield went off with taunts at the mouth and the crotch level. He grabbed his junk, shook at him, told him, you know, fuck you.
Which
fuck
is
you.
Why they won't shake his hand.
But that was before he did that. They wouldn't shake
his
hand.
No, see, they have film on him, dude. He does that all the time. He can't keep his hand off his dick. That's one of the knocks on him.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, when he goes to the combine, they're going to be talking about that all the time. Are you going to be able to keep your hand off your dick?
This is a joke. You're joking. Yes, I'm just okay, joking, thank yes. God. You sounded so serious. Like, what or whatever. I mean, he planted the flag at Ohio State. I remember that, but.
Well, you know, I honestly, I think that what happened was extraneous. Not on his part. I think he was perfectly fine. Right. I do. Fuck them. If they want to talk shit and you're going to stomp them in the dirt after they talk shit, then fuck them.
Right. Well, he did apologize right after the game. His coach Lincoln Riley added some consequences for the dick grab.
Lincoln. His name is Lincoln Riley. Every single time he has to address the team, he has to do it with a stovepipe pat.
So this is his last ever home game.
Okay. Yeah, right.
Against West Virginia, and he will not start and he will not be the captain.
I'm sorry. It's Oklahoma versus West Virginia. This is what the audience is going to sound like. You ready? Oh, God. Dang, that boy's got the ball. Woo-hoo. Oh, dang. Look at that boy out there with the goddamn football. Chief ball. Look at second down and three. I'm thinking we ought to take the halfback on the wing, put him out on the outside, pull the tight ends in close, and run it off a tackle. What's like there, boy?
Jeez.
Oh, man. Oklahoma versus West Virginia.
Yeah, so he's, he won't be a captain. He won't start. You know, he's going to play, but it'll probably be a series, and then, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll do that thing where he doesn't start the game. But yeah, you're right. They'll have a series. They'll punt or whatever happens. They'll punt, and then he'll come in.
So Sooner authorities they don't endorse the grabbing of one's own penis, John.
Really? What has Oklahoma become? My God, that used to be a man's place.
All right, so you're ready for Baker to talk about not starting and
sure. Sorry,
his punishment. Here we go.
Playing at OU is something I always dreamed of. And so not starting's it is what it is, but not being a team captain is something so much more. And so and it's hard because it'd be hard if it was a regular game or not, but it being my last one here ever, it means a lot more. It's gonna be tough because Saturday was already gonna be, without all of this, it was already gonna be an emotional one. It's going to be hard to handle, but this just, it's going to be hard.
It's tough. Miss these guys and miss the game, but just want to let them know that. I wasn't planning on doing this either.
You know, when Brett Favre did that, though, there was that sound, and the choir was in the background like the angels were, you know, right. Wishing Brett Favre off into the sunset.
Let's go, penis! Let's go, penis!
Jesus Christ. Here we go. That's right. We did attract this demographic about 6 weeks ago, so we're just, it's our obligatory hello.
Okay. I'm sorry. That's not really what they were saying. And I say they. I'm talking about these hundreds of parents standing at a football game. Okay. You have to hear this real quick. I'm going to tell the story real quick, and then we'll get on to the email. Okay. So this guy, Kyle Froughton, he's a parent in Farmington, Utah. And the high school decided on their mascot being the Phoenix. That's pretty cool. A Phoenix, you know.
Oh, yeah. The Phoenix is pretty cool, except for the fact that the only time you see the Phoenix is after the shit gets kicked out of it, it gets burned to the ground. Then it comes up.
Right. Exactly. It rises up out of the ashes. Problem is, when you get all these parents chanting Phoenix, it sounds more like penis. And
okay.
Here's the thing. The plural of Phoenix is Phoenixes.
Phoenixes. Now, Phoenixes.
Let's go penises. Let's go penises. Let's go penises.
Come on, penises. Let's be understood here. The Phoenix was a mythical beast, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, and there was only one of them.
Oh, in all of history, there was only one Phoenix?
That's right.
Oh, is that right? I did not know that.
That's right.
So the one at Hogwarts in Harry Potter is the only one.
Well, no, that we're only talking about the real fake ones, Tom. Not the made-up phony ones for some stupid Harry Potter book. We're talking about the real fake ones.
Are we talking about penises or fenuses?
Well, we can talk about I think we should talk about that after the show, big fella.
Well, this guy started an online petition to get the school to pick a new mascot. He says, quote, "We were horrified to hear that the phonetics of the word fenuses are far too close to the word penises. I don't mean to be crass, but don't want there to be confusion around the point I'm trying to make." And he's got over 3,000 signatures so far.
That's right. I don't want to have any confusion here, and I don't want to be crass. I just don't think that the football team should be called a bunch of dicks by the people of the state. I don't think it suits us. We should change our name to something that's not so easily made fun of. Something like the Gamecocks or the Raging Flags.
He's right, though. He's fucking right. And congratulations to whatever parents were out there for opposing teams that figured out, you know, they had to go to the Dungeons and Dragons Club. So, guys, if there were more than one Phoenix, what?
No, there was only one. There was only one Phoenix, and that was all there was.
Well, so let's just say there was more.
No, there was only one.
But
it would be Phoenixes.
All right. I just wanted to tell that story. I thought that was funny. What do we got? An email. Come on, let's go.
That is funny. All right. KC Mike writes in and says, "God damn it. My friends all asked me, hey, Mike, do you want to go out to the patch with us? No, I said. No, I'm going to stay at home and watch the Chiefs play the Giants. What the fuck was I thinking? I could have gone pumpkin picking.
I could have gone pumpkin picking.
Right.
Later, fuckers. Mike.
Every one of you sucks.
Seriously, what is up with the fucking Chiefs, man? Honest to God. 4 in a row they've lost.
At all.
They don't care. At all.
At all. At all.
At all.
Oh. The wife makes an appearance on the show.
At all.
At all.
And that's a peacock. That is a peacock.
Yes, it is.
That was great. Remember that?
That's a great name for our football team. The peacocks. We have such big, colorful ass feathers. Yes, I do remember that. You all of a sudden got some wild hair up your ass about that guy saying at all and decided to go find the bird call and fit it.
At all! At all!
At all!
At all!
Oh, hell, that was too much fun.
All right. What else?
All right. All right. The next email comes from Tracy, I guess. We're going to go ahead and say Tracy's a female or a woman. I shouldn't say that because I don't want to sound like Cam Newton, and I don't want to laugh because then I'll get in trouble. But we don't have very many female fans, so I'm going to go ahead and say Tracy's one of them, because that's one of those names. Could be either one. And Tracy says, "Help us. We don't know what we're doing out here. Sincerely, the Green Bay Packers."
We don't know what we're doing out here. Help us.
Yeah, now you're going to Pittsburgh. I got no help for you.
They just got shut out. Did you hear about that brewery in Green Bay that has this special that says if you come in and watch Packers games with them in their bar, they will give free beer until they score? They gave away 300 glasses of beer the other day.
Wow.
Yep. Whoops, that didn't work out. All right. This one's going to be difficult. Somebody's got a complaint, Tom. This is from Wandolph Weatherford Wobinson. To whom it may concern, which is usually meaning bad things. Last week, you played parts of my YouTube video about my analysis of the Wotton New York Giants
and both of you laughed at my pronunciations, and Genoese made fun of me.
Wayne and Collins couldn't even cover either.
Right.
I can't believe I read the first sentence without having to fuck it up. Holy shit. Oh my God, he's got this thing written out perfectly. But the WAF is on you because the Redskins suck. How do you blow a weed like that against Dwoobies? That's terrible. I hope the Giants whub the Redskins' nose in it and Willie kick their wheel ends on Thanksgiving. Oh, shit. You should try to read this, dude. At this point of the show,
there's something awfully screwy going on around here.
For you, the other guy. The Dallas Cowboys suck. Jerry Jones is a joke. Dak Prescott is a bum. If it wasn't for Ezekiel Elliott, you guys would be 3-7. Anyway, I am going to tell all my friends not to listen to... Oh, he fucked it up. He put an L there.
Oh, listen.
All my friends...
supposed to be
all my friends not to listen to your radio podcast because you guys suck and aren't funny in the slightest. Sincerely, Randolph Rutherford Robinson. I gotta take my glasses off. Holy shit.
We have the greatest listeners ever. Our listeners are the best people in the entire world. This is
okay.
Unbelievable.
All right. I think that's all the email I got. I'm sure that I have some.
Oh, wait.
Some
Wait. No. Okay. Hold on. I have the special email.
Oh, the special email. The question for a character. Great. Now that I am completely fucking out of my shit. Holy crap.
Speaking of having the best listeners, great listeners, this one comes from one of them, and that would be Active Zoe.
Oh, she's been around forever, which I don't want to give away her age or anything like that, but she's a great listener. Love Active Zoe, and I hope she has a terrific Thanksgiving. Don't eat any cigarettes, darling.
This is such a great one, John. I don't even know.
She's been with us forever. She knows us.
What does Al Davis think of Jerry Jones and Roger Goodell's feud?
Oh, well, that's a very good question, young lady. I have to make a comment like that so that I can think about what I'm going to say. I am very much, of course, in favor of it. And as the Raiders' managing general partner, I am in favor of it as well. So we are unanimous in this. I hate that fucking Pete Rozelle, and anybody that sues him is a friend of mine. I'm telling you what, Tom, he's a crook, he is a cheat, and he's a liar, okay?
Not Rozelle, it's Goodell now. Rozelle's gone. It's Roger
whatever.
Goodell.
Whatever.
Same thing, right? It's all the same.
Potato, I say potato. You say Goodell, I say Rozelle. It doesn't make any difference. He's the commissioner. The he's a dipwad.
Hey, Al, are you still stuck in heaven, or did you finally get out of there?
Oh, for God's sakes. Did you just hear me say dipwad? That's because I'm not allowed to say... I don't like that. Anyway, listen, that Pete Rozelle's a goddamn crook, but... Oh, Jesus, I shouldn't say that either. Correct me if I'm wrong here. Laughing is against the rules up here.
Sorry. Bye, Al. Bye, Al.
I'm
goodbye,
sorry.
Al.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but I heard that Jerry Jones was backing away from his lawsuit there.
Is he?
I thought that's what I had heard through the grapevine up here in the disgusting place that I am stuck. Anyway, that Pete Rozelle's a crook and a liar, and Jerry Jones should sue him anyway.
Right.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye, Al.
Did I mention that Pete Rozelle's a crook?
Yes.
He's a filthy bastard and a terrible dresser. Him and his stupid polyester goddamn sport coats.
Oh, Jesus
I can just
Christ.
See I can just see Roselle right now when you're saying it.
I know. Funny. That goddamn Como was not fooling anybody. I don't care about the money, Judge. Just order him to cut that goddamn thing off. I didn't merge to have some goddamn comb over in front of me as the commissioner.
Oh my god, I'm just praying that everybody listening knows what Roselle looks like.
Just Google up some pictures of him, you'll see. Oh shit.
All right, we gotta wrap it up. Okay.
Yes, we do. I'm having too much fun.
Last week's bets. Guess what? John was 2-0. He picked the Redskins +8 versus the Saints, the Eagles minus yep. 5 versus the Cowboys. I took the Patriots -7 versus the Raiders, Chargers -4 versus Bills, also 2-0. You would have been 4-0 had you listened to us last week. What are you waiting on? Okay.
I don't know.
What greatness do you have for him this week?
This week I'm going to take the Panthers -5 over the Jets. I think that the Jets, for as much as I leaned on them earlier on in the year because I didn't think people understood how much they could do to cover, I think the Panthers are coming alive. The Jets are coming off a bye, and I think they've been reading too much of their press this week. Hey, by the way, speaking of Jets, did you see that the Cardinals signed Darrell Revis today?
Find him?
I want to say the Cardinals. Let's see, the Cardinals or the Texans. I can't remember which one. Somebody signed him today.
I think it was signed. I thought you said find him. I was about to say I didn't even know he was a Cardinal.
No, they signed him.
But he is now.
Let's see. And I'm going to take the Ravens -7. Absolutely. The Ravens showed me something last week, and Flacco's not playing bad football.
You're taking the Ravens -7.
Yep, on Monday Night Football.
All right, the Ravens -7 against the Texans, who just beat the Cardinals. Savage had a good game. The whole team had a good game.
Right.
And I actually picked in the pick'em, I took the Texans straight up to win that game.
Well, obviously, because look, even though he's an All-American, Blaine Gabbert was starting for the Cardinals.
I haven't heard that for a while.
Yeah! He's back, baby. Some go my dear. Yeah, Carson Palmer. Drew Stanton. Blaine is a real American. Yeah. Blaine. So any of you that are newer to the show, go to YouTube and look up Blaine Gabbert All-American, and you will see the most glorious fucking thing that says Bang Radio Hour on it that you've ever seen in your life. If somebody says to you, what are you laughing at while you're listening to us on your headphones, just take them there and say, look, would you like a podcast about this kind of shit? Blame. Who's Blame play this week? The Jaguars! They're going to sack him 8 times! It's the Blake Bortles versus Blaine Gabbert. You know, all of you freaking boycotters that are constantly out there crowing about how the ratings are down. Have you noticed these quarterback matchups? Right? Tom Savage versus CJ Beathard. Right? Come on. Give me a
break. All right. I only had one game I liked, and that was the Raiders -5 against Paxton Lynch. Paxton Lynch making his start at Oakland. I'm taking the Raiders all day.
See, I'm not taking the Raiders because I don't like the Raiders. I think that they are underachieving, and underachieving teams find ways to lose to backup quarterbacks that come in and step off the bench and go, I'm Paxton Lynch, and I'm going to have the first game and show everybody, and they're going to pick me up for their fantasy team, and I'm going to let everybody down.
Okay.
Well, at least you're in the spirit.
I think Mr. Carr is going to light the Broncos up, man. They're just crap now, man. They have just, like, I don't know.
Now, the Raiders are crap, too. So this is the thing. Okay. Which one is going to be the crappiest?
Okay.
If I'm you, I'm worried about the Chargers. That's a good football team right now.
Oh, I don't expect to win. We worried about the Chargers. What's to worry about? They're going to win.
Oh, well, geez. You're no fun at all anymore, are you?
Team's a mess.
See what happens when you get old, kids? You can't argue about things that you don't believe in anymore.
I saw it looks like Tyron Smith will be back at left tackle and Dan Bailey back at kicking. So who knows? I don't know, man. I know their pass defense is ferocious.
Yes, it is, and it's because they have front seven.
And but, I don't care who you are. Phillip Rivers has the ability to light you up on any day.
Yeah, but he usually doesn't. That's the thing about Rivers. He'll play down to whatever kind of competition he's got. And if Tyron Smith, I think, back, that's huge because that could probably give Dak Prescott the time that he needs to be able to complete a pass. And really, to be quite honest with you, I know that most people don't give a fuck about the Redskins and the Giants, but we've got good games tomorrow. We actually have good games. Detroit, Minnesota means I don't want to be on the road when that game's on like I usually am. I usually don't give a fuck about the Detroit game, but that one looks like a damn good one.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it all. Hope everybody has an amazing Thanksgiving if you celebrate Thanksgiving. If not, just enjoy the games. You get, because of Thanksgiving, you have three NFL games tomorrow, so enjoy them.
That's right. So be thankful for that. And John Tilliard stopping in on the Facebook page to inform us all that even though over the UK you do not celebrate Thanksgiving on this date, there is Black Friday.
They do. Is that right?
They do. They have Black Friday. So,
very
consumerism
good.
Is abroad. Anyway.
All right. Enjoy it, everybody. We'll do it again next time.
Later.
An unexpected event on Thanksgiving actually helped create the league's most famous cliche. The year was 1962. Vince Lombardi's Packers, who went on to become world champions, lost their only game of the season. The Detroit Lions sacked quarterback Bart Starr 11 times. It was dubbed the Thanksgiving Day Massacre. And afterward, Commissioner Pete Rozelle explained the result by simply saying, any team can win on any given Sunday. Bang, 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 yo,
bang, yo, yo, bang, bang, yo, yo. And there's Eli with the interception to seal the loss. Very good, Eli.
You've been listening to the Bang Radio Hour.
Mein lieber Schwan hat der einen abgekriegt.
Listen to me.
Bang Radio.
Wait, don't.
I only can control what I can control. I mean, there's not much I can control. It's out of my control now.
We have reason to believe that control may have been infiltrated.
Oh, Troy, I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God!
Ain't a whole lot of that shit right there, yo.
You don't have to spend a lot of time kind of circumcising the mosquito.
With rapid insurance on Vodafone Business, we'll get a replacement phone to you within 4 hours. So if you should...
Oh, no.
Or even... Just get in touch and we'll...
Your replacement phone, sir.
Your phone replaced within 4 hours with our rapid insurance. Available on our new and limited data plans. The future is exciting. Ready? Vodafone Business.
Max download upload speeds apply to data. Coverage may vary. Unlimited and rapid terms at vodafone.co.uk/terms.